KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 28 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, mainly a denser fog off to the north, and a partly cloudy sky otherwise, a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Western Iowa news, a Harlan woman who died January 13th when her vehicle crossed the median of Interstate 80 and was hit broadside by a semi near Avoca was apparently texting her boyfriend just moments before the crash. Investigators with the Iowa State Patrol say texting and driving was the likely major contributing factor in the crash that killed 22-year-old Nikki Johnston. The woman's family told authorities she texted her boyfriend at 12:53 p.m., asking him what she wore on their first date. Minutes later, her boyfriend texted her a picture from their first date. Johnston received that text at the same time as the first 911 call from the scene of the crash near Avoca occurred, and that call came from the driver of a vehicle which was directly behind Johnston's car. Investigators say Johnston lost control of her vehicle, which went through a grass median before a semi-truck heading eastbound broadsided her at 70 miles per hour. Johnston died on impact. Family members say she was on her work at TAC Air in Omaha at the time of the crash. Her phone was found intact. Investigators say they conducted several tests and ruled out a mechanical malfunction as an explanation for the crash. They say texting was likely a major contributing factor. Johnston's family told Omaha television station KETV that they don't believe, or they don't want to believe, that texting caused the crash that killed their oldest daughter, and they think there's more to the crash than distracted driving. News time is 7:08.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
Authorities say the operator of a backhoe was injured when the machine tipped over and landed in a small body of water near Crescent. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports that two men were working with the backhoe Wednesday morning when the accident happened. One of the men was trapped inside the water-filled cab, and his co-worker had to break glass to get him out. The operator was taken to the hospital to be treated for hypothermia and cuts to his hands from the broken glass. Authorities in Harrison County have been called to investigate an alleged incident involving a teenaged girl and the principal of the West Harrison High School in Mount Damon. Sheriff Patrick Sears said school officials called his office after a freshman at the high school accused her principal of pulling her pants down to her knees in front of fellow students. School officials are not talking about that Friday afternoon incident. Now, according to the Omaha World Herald, the incident involving 15-year-old Callie Merriman, who plays guard on the girls' basketball team, and Principal Mike Lofton, who coaches the varsity squad. Merriman told the paper the team was about to board a bus for the game, or a game, when the incident allegedly took place. The teen was wearing warm-up pants but had forgotten her shorts at home that day. She said she went home to grab them, but they were still in her purse. Merriman and some teammates were leaving the girls' locker room, and she says when she came out, she was standing by the boys' locker room. The coach was talking, and she said, quote, "I guess he meant it as a joke and just yanked at my warm-up pants." The girl said she screamed that she wasn't wearing any pants underneath the warm-ups, which went down to her knees. She said she immediately went to the ground to try to hide her underwear and pulled her pants back up. On the bus after the incident, Merriman said Lofton apologized repeatedly and offered to buy her candy. Superintendent Joel Foster would not comment and declined to say whether Lofton was still employed or had been suspended, describing the incident as a personnel matter. He did tell the World Herald that Lofton had worked for the district for about a year and a half. The district website indicates Lofton is principal of grades 7 through 12. Merriman said Lofton has not been seen at the school since the incident. Lofton reportedly told an Omaha television station that school officials suspended him, pending an investigation into the alleged incident, which is being conducted by the sheriff's office. He said the allegations were blown out of proportion. No charges have been filed. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a Stanton man was arrested at around 2:45 this morning on OWI and other charges. 24-year-old Lucas J. Bogart was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense following a traffic stop on Corning Street in Red Oak. The stop was initiated after authorities received word several allegedly intoxicated persons were seen traveling in a vehicle matching the one being driven by Bogart. A sheriff's deputy observed the vehicle cross the center line of the road and make an improper turn. Bogart failed a field sobriety test and was brought to the Montgomery County Jail on the OWI charge. In addition, he was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license and issued a warning for driving left of center. Bogart was being held in the jail on a $1,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports also 22-year-old Sarah A. Billy of Clarendo was arrested Wednesday on a warrant for violating her probation in association with an original charge of fifth-degree theft. The woman was located by authorities in Clarendo and transported to Montgomery County, where she was being held on an $850 cash-only bond. And 28-year-old David M. Wright of Villisca was arrested Tuesday on a simple misdemeanor charge of obstruction of emergency communications after the Montgomery County Comm Center received a call from a resident in Villisca. While on the line, Wright allegedly interfered with the alleged victim on numerous occasions by securing the phones in the home as well as repeatedly damaging them to prevent calls from going out or coming in. Wright was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $300 bond. News time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
In our funeral announcements, 21-year-old Gary Maverick Davis of Exira died last Thursday in Irwin. Funeral services for Gary Davis will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dennis Crawley, age 59, of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Dennis Crawley will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Ann Peterson, age 81, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Mary Ann Peterson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Jean Templeton Kerr, age 90, of Atlantic and formerly of Elliott, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Jean Kerr will be held Friday at 2 p.m. at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Wright Funeral Chapel has the arrangements. August Francis Conrad Jr., age 93, formerly of Audubon, died Monday in Iowa Falls. Funeral services for August Conrad Jr. will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Angela Newman, age 93, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Angela Newman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Noble Center United Methodist Church south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Gerald Jerry Gaines, age 76, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Jerry Gaines are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.